Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The purpose of this program is to disillusion you. Not disillusion as in disappoint, but as in hyphenated disillusion. To cut away your illusions so you can see the way things really are. Some people make the mistake of thinking that the National Alliance is a conservative organization because we take many positions in favor of traditional culture and the ideals of Western civilization. Others make the mistake of thinking we're liberals because we support preserving the environment and because we have a scientific, biological view of human life. But we can't be categorized as either liberal or conservative because we pay no homage to and have little congruence with the predetermined and predigested belief systems, liberal or conservative, that plague our people today. What we are is an eyes-wide-open organization of men and women who look reality unflinchingly in the eye, see the threats to our continued existence, and work to change society for the better so that we can continue to exist and continue to progress. In the process of being eyes-wide-open people, of seeing reality as it really is, we've had to ditch the delusions and illusions that really are the defining characteristics of so-called liberals and conservatives. These illusions are so many that I make no claim that those I will mention today comprise anywhere near an exhaustive list. The list I shall enumerate is what you might call my top 10 liberal and conservative illusions that are killing us. Number 10 on the list of illusions is that America is freer than any country on earth. That may have been true once, but it is no longer true. Where is freedom as the government expands its rights to listen to your every telephone call, to read your every letter, to know every single thing you do with every cent you earn? Where is freedom when you cannot choose who you shall hire or with whom you will associate without following the ever-changing dictates of the affirmative action bureaucrats? Where is freedom when college admissions and entry examinations are always skewed against the young people who are members of the founding race of this country? Where is freedom when everyone in our major cities who is not wealthy is compelled to send his little children into gang-infested multiracial hellholes that are called public schools? Where is freedom when you work a large part of every year for your entire life to pay for programs and organizations which work against you? Where is freedom when invaders can come and take your jobs and your land and your wealth, and your government will not protect you? Protecting us from invasion is, after all, the most basic and primary thing we're supposed to be getting when we pay our taxes. Where is our freedom from invasion across our own borders, when our government seems much more intent on protecting the borders of a certain Middle Eastern nation? Freedom? Don't make me laugh. Illusion number 9 is the concept that America's founders somehow would have approved of the current anti-white establishment, and that the edicts of that establishment are somehow constitutional or legal. I've covered this one before in great detail, so for now, it will suffice to say that America's founders made it abundantly clear that they wanted America to be a white nation. Many of them were members or officers of an organization devoted to the humane repatriation of all blacks to Africa. they voted on and approved many laws which had the effect of guaranteeing that only people of European descent could be citizens of the United States. And they set up the federal government so that it had very limited powers. In fact, that was the central principle of their system. But the limitation of powers has been chipped away so much now that the Congress can do practically anything that a majority of its members want. Except for a few shards of the Bill of Rights that they haven't totally abrogated yet, the Constitution is in tatters, with practically everything the central government does in the United States, from anti-white preference programs, to gun laws, to wealth transfers from whites to non-whites, and a million other things, totally in violation of the Constitution's precise words and clear intent. And the people have, for the most part, supinely accepted this completely illegal usurpation and cult of the omnipotent legislature. Were America's founders alive and armed, their first target would be the regime in Washington. Illusion number 8 is the idea, held by some right-wingers who oppose the blatantly illegal and unconstitutional usurpations I just mentioned, that we can somehow make the government and the corporations obey the law and stop their destructive acts just by going to court and boldly stating the truth. How I wish that this was true. But alas, it is just another illusion. How do you think the demagogues and deceivers managed to build the power of government and trash the founders' limitations on that power? By corrupting the legal profession and the political process, of course. When you go to court and boldly state that Law X and Court Decision Y are blatantly illegal and unconstitutional, you will be facing a judge whose very career depends upon and whose whole education is suffused with the falsehoods that prop up the establishment. He will be deciding on the basis of thousands of interlocking laws and decisions which are themselves as illegitimate as the ones you are challenging, and which buttress them 100%. You're going to have as much luck as Alice in the court of the Queen of Hearts. Just making an argument and trusting one of 10,000 corrupt sitting judges to see it your way, and then hoping the favorable decision will be implemented by an army of bureaucrats deeply hostile to what you're trying to do, is a losing cause. What is needed instead is a revolution in the hearts and minds of our people, and a thorough house cleaning of the halls of power, removing all those who have betrayed their positions of trust. Realistically, that means the building of a new, revolutionary society within a society until we have the strength we need to do what must be done. I know that sounds daunting, but it is the only possible solution. It will involve decades of work, instilling our values in each new generation to come as they become teachers, writers, and men and women of influence. It will mean the gradual filling up of positions at universities, teachers' colleges, and elementary schools with people holding our values. And before any of that can happen, it will involve the building of explicitly racial institutions for white people that will not only survive, but grow progressively stronger as the generations pass. We must aim at a counter-media, a counter-culture, a whole counter-society and counter-establishment that will be able to step in when the multiracial experiment reaches its inevitable conclusion. The number 7 illusion on our list is the pernicious idea that unfettered capitalism is one of the principles on which America was founded and on which our success as a nation is based. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, it is true that allowing people to keep the fruits of their own labor is not only right and just, but also a tremendous spur to excellence. When the state owns all the means of production, history shows us that the people lead static lives of chronic shortages and a miserable kind of sameness. In the old Warsaw Pact countries, one often had to queue up for basic foodstuffs and clothing, and sometimes there were waiting lists for things as simple as 440 nuts or ball-peen hammers. Their system was not in harmony with human nature. It didn't allow the best people to rise and better themselves. Those who rose were those best able to curry favor with the state bureaucrats just above them. Free enterprise is in better harmony with human nature. People work willingly and achieve more when they and their families benefit personally. That makes your nation stronger and more progressive in almost every way. But unfettered money accumulation also brings out some bad aspects of human nature, which can ultimately subvert your entire society. Would-be monopolists use their money to corrupt the lawmakers and law enforcers, to stifle the competition. Big business uses its power over politicians to erect regulatory barriers to prevent small business from rising and challenging them. And they use their power to break down any barriers to maximum profits. Right now, borders are barriers to maximum profits. Anything that allows the money men to use the cheapest labor and move products and workers wherever they like is what they want. They want to use Chinese labor. They want to use Mexican labor, and to hell with any country or any people that gets in the way of their unfettered accumulation of dollars. Now here's a good use for government. Take all the wealth away from these globalists and internationalist corporations and put it back in the hands of those who still feel a bond with and act with love and responsibility toward their own people. The purpose of the race is not to serve the economy. The purpose of the economy is to serve the race. The sixth illusion which threatens our survival is the idea that replacing rapacious capitalism with state socialism run by Congress is the solution to rapacious capitalism. First of all, isn't it a truism that a congressman would steal anything except a red-hot stove? Don't we all know, and in our more philosophical moments, laugh at the rampant dishonesty and criminality of the current two-party system? Why is taking power away from the guys in the corporate boardrooms and giving it to the guys in the congressional cloakrooms an improvement? Would you trust your child with the average congressman or senator? Would you trust your wallet with them? How about your valet parking ticket? I didn't think so. The guys in the boardrooms use influence peddlers like Jack Abramoff to get their way almost all the time anyway, the public be damned. The lobbyists own the Congress critters, the public be damned again. And AIPAC is the biggest and dirtiest lobby of them all. And even after AIPAC was caught with the goods, stealing U.S. military secrets and funneling them to Israel, the bought politicians still line up like prize poodles at an AKC show to bark at the command of the Israel lobby. You can't get more corrupt than that. And these are the people the leftists want to entrust our health care and our basic industries to. I don't think so. There's no way any serious reform will come from the current system, barring a near revolutionary situation, which the open border debacle may yet become. The so-called progressive tax system is a good example of how the people have been given a yearly fleecing for almost a century, and they still don't get it. It works like this. The big money men hate competition, and they hate any threat to their wealth from an angry and increasingly impoverished public, which might someday use government to wrest it from them. So they periodically pay their politicians to pretend to soak the rich through progressive taxation, which means that tax rates go up the higher your income, and sometimes also that corporate rates go up too. What the public never finds out is that these soak-the-rich plans were written by the money men themselves. The super wealthy have their foundations and numerous schemes which allow them to avoid much of the taxation, and they have the services of the most expensive accounting and law firms to guide them through the unbelievable complexities of these purpose-written laws. The families and businesses that are just rising into the ranks of the wealthy, those who own a factory or two or a successful business worth a few million but far from the billionaire class, do not have these advantages. So the soak-the-rich taxes do not actually soak the super-wealthy at all. Instead, they soak the possible up-and-coming future competitors of the super-wealthy. They ossify the power structure and keep things in the right hands. And the suckers never catch on. The solution? Go reread the answer to illusion number 8 again. The in-depth creation of a whole new system to eventually replace the one that's self-destructing. I can see that I'm going to run out of time before I can complete my list of illusions that work against us. I'll continue this subject next week when I'll talk to you about these illusions. Number 5 on the deadly illusions list is the concept that using our scientific knowledge to improve ourselves genetically is somehow evil. The 4th item is the idea that democracy is a synonym for freedom or is even compatible with it. Number 3 on the list of illusions is the idea that Jews have suffered in unique and unprecedented ways, different in severity and moral quality from the sufferings of other peoples. Illusion number 2 is that the Jews are God's chosen people. And the number 1 illusion that is killing us is that the races are in some sense equal, and it is of no consequence if one race replaces another. Be listening next week as we continue our discussion of the ways you can disillusion yourself and become a man or woman with eyes wide open to the way things really are. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to do right and fear no one.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil.